Zimbabwe's annual inflation hit a record 231% today as prospects for rescuing the ruined economy dimmed after the opposition said no progress had been made on forming a power-sharing cabinet. As political turmoil looms over the country, more than 5 million Zimbabweans have either run out of food or are living on one meal a day. The United Nations World Food Program today appealed for $140 billion to provide vital relief rations for the next 6 months. Richard Lee is the Southern African spokesperson for the WFP. He told us why the once regional breadbasket is now struck with a major food crisis.
One of those factors is that there has been bad weather over the last 6 years. Very dry weather some years and last year floods in some areas and dry weather in other areas. That's been a major factor because the vast majority of farmers in Zimbabwe rely on rainfall for their cereal crops, and if the year isn't good, they simply don't produce a very good harvest. On top of that, over the last couple of years in particular, there hasn't been sufficient seeds, fertilizer, tractors or oxen to pull plows for farmers, so they haven't been able to produce enough. Another factor is the massive impact of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Families affected by HIV/AIDS produce less. They use more of their scarce income on health matters rather than on food. And on top of that, there have been some policies, such as the producer prices set by the government, that were too low, and these proved to be a disincentive for farmers. So there are a whole range of factors which have contributed to the decline of maize production in particular in Zimbabwe.